1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Morgan Norwood. The U.S. says it's working with South Korea and Sweden to find out more about American Army Private Travis King, who was taken into custody in North Korea after he crossed the demilitarized zone. The 23-year-old was supposed to return to the U.S. to face possible discharge after his release from a South Korean prison on altercation charges. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says they're trying to find out where he's being held.
The administration has and will continue to actively work to ensure his safety and the return of Private King to us and to his family, obviously.
The investigation into the Long Island serial killer murders expanding into other states. Suspect Rex Huerman had properties in both South Carolina and Las Vegas. He's charged with 3 murders dating back to more than a decade. Heat records breaking again across the country as dangerous triple-digit temperatures smother states from Florida to California. This is ABC News. John Kerry in Beijing in an effort to mend U.S.-China relations.
Beijing's blunt message, it's willing to work with Washington on reducing global warming as long as its political demands are met. Responding, U.S. climate envoy John Kerry.
We came here to break new ground, which we think is important at this stage, and it is clear that we are going to need a little more work to be able to complete that task, which we still believe, both of us, is doable.
Ties between the countries have hit an historic low amid disputes over tariffs, access to technology, South China Sea claims, and Taiwan. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
A new study from Johns Hopkins shows that hundreds of thousands of Americans died each year due to a misdiagnosis from a doctor. Strokes were the most misdiagnosed condition. You may soon have more space on Twitter to express yourself. Elon Musk says they're working on a feature that will let users publish very long articles. Morgan Norwood, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. 5 people have been charged in the overdose death of an 18-year-old. According to the Fond du Lac County District Attorney, they range in ages from 15 to 21. The crime occurred April 7th. The victim took what he thought was Percocet, but turned out to be laced with fentanyl. His body was moved from inside a home to a sidewalk in the city of Ripon as the suspect started to panic during the overdose. 4 are being charged with party to the crime of first-degree reckless homicide. All 5 are being charged with possession of THC and drug paraphernalia. If convicted, the reckless homicide charge could result in a 40-year sentence. The victim's name has still not been released. There could be a new billionaire in America tonight. That is, if someone wins tonight's Powerball drawing. If you're less ambitious, the Mega Millions jackpot for Friday night is now $720 million. Still enough for a nutty night in the town. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flint Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night, and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And another announcement about baseball tickets, some good news. We have some baseball tickets still left to give away on this show. It's coming Friday against the Atlanta Braves, Milwaukee Brewers against Atlanta Braves in Milwaukee. Opening pitch, 7:10 p.m. Brewers are surging. They're winning. They're going to go in the playoffs. I think they have a good shot at the World Series. And I'll say again, you can always listen to Brewer games live on Civic Media. The Fox Valley and Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM. And WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center, 107 FM, 1450 AM. A lot to talk about today. Let's get right to it. Unfortunately, Donald Trump continues to dominate the headlines in a bad way, not in a good way. But I'm going to start in Michigan. Michigan has an attorney general named Dana Nessel. Michigan was one of the states that had the fake electors, the phony electors. So did Wisconsin. So did Georgia. So did Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Arizona. The fake electors hid what they were doing. Dana Nessel just charged 16 of the fake electors with a number of counts of general just forgery and election law forgery counts. Remember that in Atlanta, Fannie Willis, a great DA, and she isn't even the attorney general of Georgia. She's only the district attorney of Fulton County, which is Atlanta. And she has forced the fake electors in Georgia in front of a grand jury, giving some of them immunity to turn on Donald Trump. I have a lot of respect for Fannie Willis. I have a lot of respect for Dana Nessel. So Dana Nessel has charged them. Here's the deal. Here are the facts and the charges. On December 14, 2020, remember that the election was beginning of November 2020, Trump lost. On December 14, 2020, 16 Democratic electors, they all met at the Michigan State Capitol for Biden to cast their votes for Biden. Biden won Michigan by 150,000 votes. Hillary Clinton had lost it by 10,000 in 2016 after Comey turned on her and fingered her. That he was thinking of bringing charges, then not bringing charges, and he kept his mouth shut about Trump, who he was investigating for colluding with the Ruskies. That, in my view, turned that election. This time, Joe Biden beat Trump by 150,000 votes. What happens is when you win a state, you designate the electors the number of congressmen and senators that are in that state. So, for instance, in Wisconsin, we have 8 congressmen. By congressmen, senators and members of the House of Representatives are all in Congress. But we tend to talk about them as senators in the upper house and congressmen in the lower house, even though they're really just representatives in the lower house. So there are 10 electors in Wisconsin, the 8 congressmen, 2 senators. And the idea is that they are supposed to vote on the Electoral College for the winner of their state. And the way you handle that is that the president who won, and certainly his supporters, in this case, Governor Evers, designate 10 sure things. They designate members of the Democratic Party, people they know are going to do the right thing. They don't always do the right thing. There were electors in the Western states that Hillary Clinton won who didn't vote for her. And it went up to the U.S. Supreme Court and they said, you can't have what's called a faithless elector. They've got to follow the state results. But in 1960, some of the electors in Alabama, John Kennedy won Alabama, wouldn't vote for him. A number of them wouldn't vote for him. And he won anyway. But that's a problem, but it's not a problem here in the Midwest. Tends not to have been. Anyway, in Michigan, they get 16. That must mean they have 14 congressmen and 2 senators. They all met at the Capitol. Democrats, they voted for Biden. The Republican fake electors, in secret, 16 of them, met in the basement of Republican Party headquarters and signed fake documents, as happened here in Wisconsin, claiming Trump won Michigan, even though he lost by more than 150,000 votes. And 2 staffers from the Michigan Republican Party stood guard outside. And word had leaked out. There was a film crew there. And they turned them away. Nobody could go in. Even spouses of the fake electors couldn't go in. The fake electors were told in Michigan there could be no recording equipment. And they had to surrender their cell phones on the way in. And they got put in a box so that they couldn't sneakily record one another. What happened is the meeting was arranged by the Republican chair of Michigan and the Republican National Committee. I assume that Jack Smith is looking at that. Did Ronna Romney McDaniels, was she in on it? She should be indicted if she was in on it. Then the fake electors in Michigan complained about another fake elector who posted on Facebook. One of them was so dumb, they went on Facebook. They said, this is what we did. And there's a text where one says to the other, was she not told at the meeting to keep quiet? Let me tell you something. The Wisconsin fake electors did the same thing. They went over, and Scott Fitzgerald, now in Congress, but then a state senator, set it up, and Voss set it up, and they met in secret. The same thing. They were told not to say anything, not to squeal. Not to squeal. But the only people that have been prosecuted so far as state electors have been in Michigan, and that just happened now. Fannie Willis put a knife to their throat, so they squealed. She may still prosecute them. I don't know. Now, what about the state electors in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada? They could all be prosecuted. It's possible that Jack Smith is going to do it. He can do it federally, too. He's had some of them there and some Wisconsin fake electors he's had in front of his grand jury or interviewed. And they squealed. The problem with squealing is if you're one of the first to squeal, you go in early for cooperation. Sometimes they will let you off or they won't prosecute you. If you come in late to squeal and they already have the info, you are no use to them and they reject your proffer. Go to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling, Bill. What's in your mind today?
I'm glad you touched on where you started your show. I'd like to call Ron Johnson to this segment today and say, Ron, any thoughts? Do you have any thoughts? Because if you don't, you got nothing to say. You got two choices. Resign now, admit to what happened, and get on with your life. But if you don't resign and you don't do anything, I think there's going to be a knock on your door. What do you think, Matt? Our potential for him being prosecuted. What's your thought?
Yeah, that's a very interesting point, because there is a fact that I'll emphasize in what you said. Ron Johnson was carrying around the Michigan state elector list. He wasn't carrying around the Wisconsin state elector list. He didn't want to leave fingerprints on what was going to happen in Wisconsin. But they agreed to swap off. One guy would stick a knife in Michigan. The other guy would stick a knife in Wisconsin. And this guy's a U.S. senator. And he just got reelected. For God's sake. The idea of prosecution, he absolutely should have been called in before Jack Smith. But Jack Smith has been very reluctant to call in Republican senators and congressmen, because if they had stormed the Capitol, yes. If it comes to, well, the guy's carrying around the list and he lies, and you say, well, I thought these were the electors, which is false. I think, to be candid, I think it's very unlikely he's going to be prosecuted by Jack Smith, and he has not so far been prosecuted by Dana Nessel. But I would like to see more of these guys prosecuted around the country. Bill, thanks for calling in. Bobby of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Bobby?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I'm glad that you talked about this topic. We were looking at this last night and kind of the breaking news. And I guess you answered my question regarding Ron Johnson, which is super disappointing, because I was really hoping to see him caught up in this. I think he should be. He had a part in it. He should own his part. But I was an alternate elector for Biden in December of 2020. So I was part of the group that went down, and we had an insane amount of security. Like literally armed police officers. It was this whole thing that had never been done before. They switched our hotel rooms. It was a thing. And it was such an honor to be an alternate. I mean, there's 10 spots in Wisconsin. I was number 12. So I didn't get to cast a vote, but I had to be there just in case someone couldn't. And it was during COVID, so that made sense. But talk about ruining an experience. I mean, the level of security and the protesters outside the Capitol, and then those idiots trying to do the fake elector thing. I think they should all be prosecuted. I mean, they tried to hijack our democracy.
Yeah, that is a fascinating call, Bobby. You were a witness. You were an eyewitness. In fact, you were a participant in the good part. And I want to just say this to you and to Bill of Oconomowoc. I'm not saying that Ron Johnson shouldn't be prosecuted, and I'm not saying he can't be. For instance, if Dana Nessel pursues this, which she should, and frankly, Jack Smith should pursue it, and we should pursue it in Wisconsin. If somebody says, I gave this list to Ron Johnson, told him these were the fake electors, and the deal was to give him to Pence, try to steal the election, he should be prosecuted. And that clearly is what happened. What, the guy walks around by accident with fake electors for another state? How'd he get them? He said, I was only involved for 3 seconds. Remember that? If I pull the trigger, that's 3 seconds. I could kill a guy. Give me a break. I think he should be prosecuted. In fact, that's a damn good idea. Dana Nessel should jump on that, and Jack Smith too. Thanks. Everybody else, stay on the line. We got to go to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. Do not hang up. I'll take you an order back after the break.
Cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
Yeah, I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 50 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Find Small Business Calm at Ooma.com/radio. That's OOMA.com/radio.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows level off around 63. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 77. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows around 58. Temperatures near average Friday and Saturday with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 83.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. There's a lot of you. I'm going to take you in order. If you can keep it a little short, that would be great. Do not hang up. Wisco Paul, my friend, your first Western Mind Day, Wisco Paul.
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. Great call from up north from the lady. That was very, very opening. I mean, that was just a cool call. Second of all, Ron Johnson didn't win the election in the state. The Democratic Party, plain and simple, blew it. They blew it. A pathetic campaign they ran. So, but not only Ron Johnson, he needs to be prosecuted for carrying around fake electors. So does the Republican delegation for the Congress. I think there's five or six of them that were involved in it. I'll let you go. Thanks. Bye.
No, you're right. And the fact is that Ron Johnson could be prosecuted in Michigan, Washington, or Wisconsin. But the fact is the fake electors here should be prosecuted. He was not himself a fake elector. He was just an enabler sliding around with the Michigan. But there were 10 fake electors here in Wisconsin. Couple of them snitched on everybody and they probably got immunity. I don't know. But that leaves the rest of them. One of them was on the Wisconsin Election Commission. For God's sake, something should be done. Next up, Bob of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day, Bob of Madison.
Well, I'm worried about the Russia thing and blocking the grain out of Odessa and so forth. I Zelensky was saying one of the reasons he wants the F-16 is to protect that route.
Bob, hold on for a second. That is a segment, and I'm going to reference what you said. It's a profound call. Thank you for calling. But right now we're talking about the fake electors. So thank you. But listen to the rest of the show, and you will hear what I have to say. I think you're absolutely right. Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling. Jack, what's in your mind today? Hey, Jack.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I can now. Well, the first thing I want to say is, Ron Johnson, I was only involved for 3 seconds. Well, gee, there's this guy that went in to rob a bank, and he pulls out the gun, and he goes to the teller and says, I want your money, and she pushes the alarm button, and he runs like crazy and leaves out of the bank. Of course, the cops catch him. Well, I was only in the bank for a minute and a half, so that's a real good excuse. But it seems to me that for the Republicans, the elephant in the room is that virtually nobody is talking about is the attempted political coup against American democracy. These slates of fraudulent electors that Johnson and others attempted to present as legitimate, it was an attempt to overturn a legitimate election and electoral college results. And they haven't been disavowed by even one single member of the current Republican Party. They haven't even been discussed in Congress, much less in the gerrymandered Republican legislatures around the country. And this would have clearly disenfranchised millions of voters in those states. This is a much more dangerous situation than the obvious violent January 6th physical attack. You can solve that by sufficient police policing. Much more dangerous is an illegal attempt to foist a political insurrection in the guise of it being legal. It isn't, of course. And that's and finally what's happening in Michigan is should happen to every single conspirator, but especially all those who illegally signed that they were legitimate electors. They should all be charged, and especially those in office like Bob Spindell. They should be immediately be removed because they can't be trusted to and should not attempt to influence election results or legislation. So that's my rant for the day.
That's an excellent, excellent and profound call. Here's the thing. This was an attempt, and it was a multifaceted attempt to hold on to power and to oppose the peaceful transition of power despite an election result. That's what it was. Every autocracy, every fascist, communist, authoritarian autocracy in the world always claims that they are operating under the law. They're lying in all of these cases. Sometimes they'll only have one other opposing candidate. Sometimes in North Korea, you're mailed a ballot with only Kim Jong-un's name on it. Those are extremes. In Russia, somebody like Vladimir Putin gets 85% of the vote. This is America. This is America. George Washington and the rest of them didn't fight the Revolutionary War just for the heck of it. This was a case where Joe Biden won by over 7 million votes, 60 electoral votes, and they set up a system in six states, the Green Bay sweep, where they were going to have fake electors, and they had prominent people like Ron Johnson in on this, who are going to submit them to Pence, and Pence is supposed to get up and say, well, there's a dispute. There's two sets of electors, just like 1876, when Rutherford Hayes finally beat Sam Tilden. This is like 1876. I throw it to the Congress. Each congressional delegation gets one vote. It's not electors, it's one vote. More than half of the states have majority Republican delegations. Why? Because they're very small, a lot of them. You know, California and New York have a lot of people, they're Democratic, but they get one vote in that. Wyoming has one congressman, two senators, they get one vote, just like California. They would have voted to put Trump in this alleged, quote, dispute, end quote, over, quote, electors, end quote, and do exactly what happened in 1876 when Rutherford Hayes took the election away from Sam Tilden, because Rutherford Hayes was a Lincoln Republican for civil rights, the abolition of slavery. You know, Rutherford Hayes was a colonel at the Battle of Antietam. And Sam Tilden was a Southerner who was opposed to civil rights. So you might think that was good. Well, it's certainly not good in general. We go into a break. I see the lines. There's a lot of you. Do not hang up. Direct order. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood. The U.S. says it's working with South Korea and Sweden to find out more about American Army Private Travis King, who was taken into custody in North Korea after he crossed the demilitarized zone. The 23-year-old was supposed to return to the U.S. to face possible discharge after his release from a South Korean prison on altercation charges. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says they're trying to find out where he's being held.
The administration has and will continue to actively work to ensure his safety and the return of Private King to us and to his family, obviously.
The investigation into the Long Island serial killer murders expanding into other states. Suspect Rex Huerman had properties in both South Carolina and Las Vegas. He's charged with three murders dating back to more than a decade. Heat records breaking again across the country as dangerous triple-digit temperatures smother states from Florida to California. This is ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For the talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. A crash involving a dump truck and a passenger van leaves one person dead in Grand Chute. The incident happened Tuesday afternoon shortly after 4 p.m. at the intersection of North Lindale Drive and Broadway. Authorities say the dump truck was traveling southbound on Lindale and struck the van, killing the driver and causing the dump truck to overturn. The passenger in the van and the driver of the truck were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A teenager who was found guilty of murder is sentenced to 15 years in prison. 17-year-old Jeremiah Robinson was found guilty in May of killing 32-year-old Douglas Laster over what authorities say was a drug deal. The incident happened in a Walgreens parking lot in February of 2022 when Robinson was just 15. In addition to the prison time, Robinson will have 10 years supervision and must write an apology letter to the victim's family. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Civic Media Network News.
At 12:15, Town Call.
1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute.
And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3.
Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Do not hang up. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you're first. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. And boy, a lot of great callers today. You know, really and truly, this was an organized crime. This was a criminal plot. It was planned. It was well organized. It had several criminal activities or actions where the fraudulent electors actually had fraudulent documents that they put their signatures on from various areas throughout the United States of America. This thing should be really taken to the court needs to be prosecuted because this was no small thing. These people knew what they were doing and doing it in clandestine, hidden, you know, not to be caught, not to be talked about. And then, you know, the activities that happened on that day. But this was planned out, and each little bit of this plan is significant. So I hope that this is just blown out of the water. American can see it so that the fraud can stop, because they continue with the Republican Party that are in the Congress right now going after the people who are investigating, the people who are, you know, prosecuting, and a lot of America have not seen this evidence, and they need to get that right out to the public, right, because we never want this to happen again. Thank you so much, Matt. Appreciate it.
Excellent call, Gene. Excellent call. Dick of Madison, my friend. You're next. What's your mind today, Dick?
Of the coup itself, to the leader of the coup himself, he comes right out and says he'll do this and lots more. The speech the other day, if you take him at his word, Matt, maybe he's really not going to run, because he said, we'll drive out the globalists, cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. Is he saying he's dropping out of the race? Seriously, he said that. He doesn't even know.
Right. If you want to drive out the fascists, commie sympathizers, Putin sympathizers, and autocrats, absolutely, I'm with him entirely. Excellent call. Thanks a lot for calling. Really appreciate it. Dave from Duluth, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dave?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I was looking up the Florida Keys, and supposedly in 2025, 2 years out, you know, we're already suffering from a lot of heat. Supposedly, U.S. Highway 1, which connects those bridges, they're reporting that within 2 years, by 2025, many could be underwater. And we've got Republican governor down there. Well, that's going to be interesting to see how that state, that governor reacts, since they've got their head in the sand about, you know, global warming slash climate.
Right. Well, you know, the Republican Party is damaging us and the world by opposing anything to do with trying to address climate change. I've been in Key West. When I was in the Navy, we put into the port there as we were in the Caribbean for a while. Me and my buddies would go over to Sloppy Joe's. I don't know if you've ever been in Key West, but that's the Hemingway bar where he liked to hang out. And, you know, an historic bar. We'd sit there, have a few beers, go back to the ship. And I love the Keys. I love all the Keys, Marathon Key, all of them, Key Largo and all that. I personally do not think the Keys are going to be around 100 years from now. Take a good look at the map. Take a good look at the map. They are very, very low in sea level. I'm not sure that Venice in Italy is going to be a city in a couple hundred years. Already they have water coming into the basements and the canals and all that. We can do something about it, and the Republican Party is standing in the way. In fact, a lot of them, something like 39 of them, just said they will not vote for any more spending in the federal government until Joe Biden gets rid of hard infrastructure, which already had passed, and especially the component parts to address climate change. Excellent call. Thank you. Hoosier Bob from Indiana, my friend. Thanks for calling. Hoosier Bob, what's in your mind today?
Good afternoon, Mr. Flynn. First time call.
Yeah, Bob, what's up?
A couple points. Okay, a couple points. One, keep in mind, Key West is 8 feet above sea level.
Right.
Think about that. Yes, right. I lived that. Yes, that was my home for years. All right. My second question or point, why cannot these fake electors, a la the Republicans, and the quote-unquote Freedom Caucus, why can't they be rolled up in a RICO?
Yeah, excellent. Let me address that, Bob. Hoosier Bob, welcome on your first call. RICO is a federal statute that stands for Racketeering in Corrupt Organizations. And they took it out of one of those old movies. Remember RICO? You know, Mother of God, is this the end of RICO? And they thought that was funny and they called it RICO. But basically, Basically, it's a wide-ranging conspiracy statute, and they got organized crime with it. They can get gangs with it, and they Now, I'll give you a blunt answer, Bob. I'll give you a blunt answer. The answer is that everything that the Freedom Caucus, that Ron Johnson, that the fake electors, that Trump, that Giuliani have all done is absolutely indictable as a RICO offense. Because as you, I think, impliedly pointed out, the purpose of your call, you can get a wide variety of people in a conspiracy on RICO, even if they individually said, hey, wait a minute, I didn't do it. Yeah, I knew the other guy was going to do it. Yeah, I did something to help him do it. I'm part of this whole gang. I'm part of the whole gang. I'm a part of organized crime. I'm part of a, you know, they've gotten gangs out of El Salvador that way. They've got, you can get drug cartels that way. I think that is a darn good idea. But you know what the impediment is? These are the highest people in American government in the legislative side. It takes an awful lot of political courage to indict them all on that theory. And I think the theory is in the Department of Justice that to do that gives an overriding impression of political retaliation, better to go after them individually. I think, listen, Jack Smith's already gone after Trump in Mar-a-Lago. Now he's going to go after him again in Washington. You cut the head of the snake off. Yes, these other guys can be gotten. Some of them asked for pardons of Trump, you know, the Scott Perry of Pennsylvania and a lot of the others, and not all of them got pardons. So it is a RICO enterprise. It is indictable. I think that the DOJ is looking at this thing, and Dana Nessel in Michigan is, let's get the people we can get. And as a matter of fact, we'll stop it that way. Thanks for the call. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling, Mark. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, you need to pin all their ears back. I mean, like here in Wisconsin, you got Dan Knoedel, because he sent that letter. Fitzgerald and his staff, that they arranged that, but that room in the state capitol, because they're part of the conspiracy there, too.
Right,
I mean,
right.
The whole reticence. The reticence of prosecuting those people just, you know, emboldens them, allows them to flap their gums right now and furtherance of further crimes. They have to pin their ears back now and go as far down the food chain, far down, up and down the food chain as you need to do to get all their assets.
I think that's a great idea. And you're absolutely right, because in the fake electors in Wisconsin, there was somebody who set up the meeting. Scott Fitzgerald and Voss set up the meeting. Then they met and they tried to conceal it. And let me tell you why that's important. That's admissible at evidence. I'll give you a really crude example. Guy robs a bank. He runs away. He goes home, shaves off his beard and changes his clothes. The prosecutor can introduce that as his effort to conceal. And a jury can infer from that, along with other evidence, that he's the guy that committed the crime. When you have people trying to hide stuff, prosecutors like that, because that's admissible to the jury and can be evidence of the fact that they knew they were doing something wrong and had committed a crime. So in this particular case, Ron Johnson, what is he doing holding the Michigan elector thing and then having his chief of staff call Pence's chief of staff and saying, I want to get this to you? He facilitated the transmission of the fake Michigan electors to the vice president of the United States, who is going to preside over the certification. That falls squarely within RICO or any conspiracy theory. What are Scott Fitzgerald, the congressman, not F. Scott Fitzgerald, the author, Scott Fitzgerald, the congressman, and Voss doing, setting up a secret meeting room that's guarded and locked, and they're told to shut up about it, to do the fake electors? They were part of it. You're absolutely right. Very, very excellent. I want to raise a Ukraine issue for Bob and Madison, who had called before. I agree with him 100%. Ukraine right now is doing magnificently, heroically in its defense. It needs more. It needs the F-16s ASAP. I'm glad, very glad, that Biden is sending them the cluster munitions. The Ruskies are using cluster munitions on Ukrainian civilians with a high dud rate, 8 or 9%. Almost 10% of them don't go off. They lie in the field. Some Ukrainian kid a year from now is going to be playing something and get blown up. U.S. cluster munitions have a dud rate of less than 2%. And they're being sent, not used against civilians, only against Ruskies. Rusky soldiers. Breaking news today, Ukrainians just bombed a Russian base in Crimea. Crimea is Ukraine. The Russians just took it. They're occupying. The Ukrainians bombed the bridge. If you take a look, the bridge between Crimea and Russia is their source of getting supplies into the war. And they hit it again a second time. They should hit it a third time. What kills me is the Associated Press will say, two people were killed in the bridge. Oh, really? Two people? Really? Really? Well, 19 were killed in Odessa. And 80 of them were tortured in Mariupol and Bakhmut. Hey, get the Russians out of there. Bob is exactly right calling in on that. One other little development. There's a group called the BRIC. I don't know if you've heard of it. Brazil, Russia, India, and China. They have South Africa in there, and they meet. And they're sort of like a junior league G7, like the you know, in high school, you have the varsity football team. You have the junior varsity. This is the junior varsity, economically and every other respect. The meeting in South Africa this time in September. The South African president sent Putin a message saying, don't show up because I have a treaty to arrest you because there's a warrant out for you, the court in The Hague. And Putin is pushing back now. Breaking news today, they just announced he is not going to show up. He's afraid of being arrested. Then they have this stuff about, well, Prigozhin is somehow appearing and telling his troops this and that, but they never show him. They say it looks like his silhouette. My whole personal opinion is Prigozhin is in a Russian prison with his wrist tied to a hook if he's still alive. And the guy's bad news. He's a torturer. I hope let them do it to each other. These people are sick. They're genocidal sadists. I'm tired of hearing the media go, they fought bravely at, what do you mean they fought bravely at Bakhmut, the Wagnerians? They tortured people. They tortured women and children. They kidnapped children and sent them to Russia. And the mandate was, quote, beat the Ukrainian at them. Beat the Ukrainian at them. I don't want a country like that. Our policymakers, and they've been circumspect about saying this, should be this. Russia is a failed society. There's only 145 million of them occupying 11 time zones of gas and oil. They've exported nothing but torture, genocide, and sadism in the last 110 years. Yes, they had some great music in the 19th century. Yeah, they had Tchaikovsky. I like it very much. Yes, they had some great writers. Yes, Gogol, and they had Dostoevsky and Pushkin and all that. They haven't had anybody in 110 years because a guy comes along, they kill him. They kill him. Get Ukraine what it needs. And they should have gotten this to him a year ago. The Ukrainians are magnificent. Zelensky is magnificent. Get them what they need, especially air power, especially the F-16s, everything they need. For 5% of our defense budget, we are pushing back through the Ukrainians against Russia in a magnificent way. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 63. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 77. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Mainly clear sky tomorrow night. Lows level off around 58. Temps near average Friday and Saturday with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered storms Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 83.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And on Ukraine, I want to finish up with one thing also that Bob Madison brought up, and that's the grain deal. About a year ago, finally, Russia agreed. You know, Ukraine is one of the biggest wheat producers in the world. They produce 10% of the world's wheat. Ukraine does. 15% of the world's corn, 13% of the world's barley. And it's a large percent of sunflower oil, which apparently is used for food. And there is something like 40 million people who, if their stuff can't be exported, face starvation in Africa largely. They can export it through Poland by train, but anybody who looks at this realizes that's really unworkable. Trying to export 10% of the world's wheat, 15% of its corn, 13% of its barley, and much of its sunflower oil by rail cars doesn't transport enough volume. You got to do it with ships. Russia has now said, quote, "We're pulling out of our agreement not to bomb ships coming out of Ukraine in international waters," by the way. The Black Sea are international water. And the Dardanelles coming down from the Black Sea through Turkey. Turkey permits them to go through. These are international waters. And then into the Mediterranean and beyond. The Wall Street Journal had an editorial today that I agree with. I don't agree with a lot of their editorials, but this one I agree with. It said that NATO, led by the United States, should say to Ukraine, go ahead and ship this wheat. And we will inform Russia that these are international waters and they cannot bomb grain ships. And if necessary, we will provide escorts. And what would be best would not be escorts of the U.S. Navy, but escorts from the French, British, Turkish navies, Romanian, Finnish now, Swedish now, as soon as they get in. And each of these grain ships will have an escort. The Ruskies, if they tried to attack that, are asking for a lot of trouble. In other words, this is like going all in poker, if you play hold'em. The Ruskies have to call that by doing something. They're not going to. That was proposed a year ago, and one reason why the Ruskies caved. That's got to be said again. Over 40 million people, it'll at least be food insecurity. If you took a look at some of the things that you've seen on, you know, various, I know that ABC did it and some of the other networks about people starving in Sudan and Somalia. You know, these poor women go out trying to get water lilies to feed these kids, starving kids. And this is 10% of the world's wheat, 15% of its corn, 13% of its barley and sunflower oil. And the Ruskies, extremely sadistic, are barring that. I want to get back to the topics that we talked about at the beginning about Trump, give you the latest update today. In the target letter that Jack Smith sent to Trump, there are three federal statutes mentioned. one of the sources has seen the letter. The target letter is not the indictment itself, so there could be more in the indictment. But what is in the target letter is that he could be indicted for conspiracy to defraud the U.S., deprivation of rights, interference with Congress, and tampering with a witness. He has 4 days to go in front of the grand jury. He's not going to go in front of the grand jury because anything he says can be used against him. So that indictment could come out Friday. It could come out next week, the week after. Last time that Jack Smith sent him a target letter, it came out 3 weeks later. Trump immediately attacks Jack Smith and his wife. Jack Smith has needed $2 million of taxpayer-paid security because of Trump's attacks. One other piece of breaking news. I had alluded to it in an earlier show, but there's more clarification. Rudy Giuliani apparently may be flipping on Trump. He apparently had been invited to speak to Jack Smith more than once, multiple times. And the sources say that he meets according to a cooperation agreement, which is also called a proffer. And apparently what happened is he got very chicken at the end, because remember, how old is Giuliani now? What, 70s, you know, whatever, 60s, 70s? If you were told when you were 70 years old, you may spend the next 18 years in a prison, you might do anything necessary to make sure you don't at least don't go to prison. Maybe plead guilty, you do this or that, you don't go to prison. Giuliani had sought a pardon from Trump. Trump did not give him the pardon. He gave Steve Bannon a pardon and Mike Flynn a pardon. He did not give Rudy Giuliani a pardon. But when you meet under a cooperation agreement or a proffer, what that means is your lawyer calls the Department of Justice, says, we would like to meet with you under a cooperation agreement. Department of Justice says, all right, send me a proffer letter. And in the letter, if the lawyer signs it, not Giuliani, and it's not usable against him in court. And sometimes they won't do a letter. It's verbal. And they'll say, well, he's going to say that Trump did this and Trump did that. They can't use that against Giuliani, that proffer, at trial. Giuliani doesn't even have to testify if he's indicted. And if it's only Trump and they subpoena him, he can't be asked about it. They listen to it and they go, that's dynamite stuff. A prosecutor's MO is to nab the highest ranking guy in the chain. That's Trump. Giuliani's pretty high up. So if Giuliani said, I want to rat on a guy who went up to the courthouse, to the Capitol, they're going to say, get out of here. But if he rats higher, if he snitches higher, that's what they want. One of the problems for Giuliani is there's a second part of that equation. Did he rat early enough? Early rats get the cheese. Early rats are the ones that don't get prosecuted or they don't get jail time. He's coming in what? In July. Coming in July. And Trump's already got a target letter. This is a very late rat. However, he's a very important rat and he might have something juicy. He might get a little cheese. Maybe he will get not 18 years, but 6 months. I don't know. And I'm not being facetious about this. This is exactly how prosecutors look at it. So the question is he too late? Do the prosecution, do they have the same evidence from other people and they say, get out of here? Or does he get some cheese? Does he get either not prosecuted, which I doubt, but at the very least, but the fact that he's doing it shows that he's scared and alarmed, and Trump should be very, very concerned. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Stand by for another great show. Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today. Like a complete unknown.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaving on the Civic Media app.